Today we have the schus Be'ezus Hashem of starting Maseches Chagiga. So we can't start Maseches Chagiga without mentioning the famous words of Maria Buhav. In his Sefer Menoris Hamar, he brings a medrash. I don't know if we have the medrash, but he brings a medrash Tanchuma. He brings in the name of the medrash Tanchuma. A fascinating story that there was once a man who spent his whole life learning Maseches Chagiga. That's all he learned. He didn't learn any other Masechta. He just learned Maseches Chagiga over and over and over again. He was learning Maseches Chagiga. And it came the day, he returned his neshama to his maker, and no one was in the house with him. He was nifter in his house, no one else was there. Comes a lady to the house, and she starts screaming in the street. She starts screaming that everyone should gather and give this mace his kavod achron, and they should give him a big kavod. And she says that she was a forgotten lady. Nobody was respecting her. Nobody was paying any attention to her. And this man was mechabed her his whole life. And she gathers all the women in the street, and they say a tremendous amount of hespedim about this man. And at some point, this lady, she's still screaming and crying and everything. And at some point, some of the ladies over there, they ask her, "We don't recognize you. What's your name?" She says, "My name is Chagiga." Okay, interesting name. They go on, they do the kfura. And before they know it, Chagiga is gone, nowhere to be seen. At that point, they realize that this wasn't just the lady whose name was Chagiga. This was Maseches Chagiga that came, b'demus, a lady to be mechabed this man who was learning Maseches Chagiga his whole life. So the Maseches Chagiga came, b'demus, a lady to be mechabed this man back. And says the Maria Buhav that Kol Shekain, someone who spends his time learning and doing chazara. So the schar you see from this story, that the schar is tremendous of Adadam, is those who are learning Araisa, learning and doing chazara. We see from the story the tremendous schar that's in store for somebody who learns and he does chazara. Now, much of the first parak of Maseches Chagiga discusses the mitzvah of re'iyah. So it's important to make note that there's really two chalakim to the mitzvah of re'iyah. Every Yom Tov there's a mitzvah of re'iyah. There's two chalakim to the mitzvah of re'iyah. Number one, there's the chalak of re'iyas panim ba'azara, which is being oilel regel, going to the Beis HaMikdash, being seen, so to speak, kaviyachol by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, re'iyas panim ba'azara. And then there's a second chalak called the karban re'iyah. The karban re'iyah, so there's being oilel regel, that's called re'iyah. There's another chalak of the mitzvah of re'iyah, which is bringing a karban re'iyah. So it's always important when learning this mesechta, the first parak especially, to understand and to figure out which chelik of the mitzvah are we talking about. And sometimes it's not clear, sometimes it's even a machlaikas, to know when we have the word ri'ah, are we talking about being oilel l'regel, or are we talking about the carbon ri'ah? And with that says the Mishnah, hakol chayavin b'ri'ah. Everybody is chayavin ri'ah. So which ri'ah are we talking about? Are we talking about being oilel l'regel? Are we talking about the carbon ri'ah? Rashi says that we're talking about the mitzvah of being oilel l'regel. But mitzvahs ri'ahs kol zecharcha, that a person has to be seen in the azara on the regal. Rashi is clear, Taisus perhaps is chaylik, maybe not, but Rashi is clear that we're talking about the mitzvah of being oilel l'regel. So it says the Mishnah, hakol chayavin b'ri'iyah, everybody is chayiv in the mitzvah of being oilel l'regel, chutz, with the exception of, and now the Mishnah tells us, I think it's about 12 exceptions. It says the Mishnah, chutz mi'cheiresh shaita v'katan, except for a cheiresh shaita v'katan. A cheiresh is someone who's deaf and mute, as we'll see on Amud Beis, that a cheiresh is someone who's deaf and mute. He's considered a lav bar das, he doesn't have das, he's putter from all mitzvahs in the Torah. A shaita is somebody who is mentally not there. See, he's also pater from all the mitzvahs. He's pater from the mitzvah of Riyah. And a katan, who's also lana bar das, who's pater from all mitzvahs, he as well is pater from the mitzvah of Riyah. The tumtum, the andragonist, the nashim, and also a woman, anyone that's not a man is pater from the mitzvah. So that includes these three categories. Tumtum, andragonist, and nashim. Nashim, of course, a woman, because she's not a man. And also a tumtum. A tumtum is a person who his simanim of Zachris and Nakvas, you can't tell which one he is. It's covered up. There's some flesh that's covering up his makay merva, and you can't tell if he's a zachar or a nekeva. So a suffik is pater from the mitzvah, and we'll see more about that in the Gemara. And an andragonist is someone who has simanim of both. He has both simani Zachris and Nakvas. So he's also pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. And then Nashem. And also, Va'avadim she'ina mishuchrarim, slaves that are not freed, so they halachically have the status like women, and they're also pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Hachiger, somebody who's a cripple and he can't walk. Vasuma, somebody who's blind. Vachayla, somebody who's sick and can't make it up. Vahazakin, somebody who's too old and also because of his age he can't make it up. Umish ini yachal alis baraglav, or anybody who cannot walk on his feet and get up to Harabayas. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what that's referring to. But somebody who can't get up to the top of Harabayas, can't get to the Makam HaMikdash, get to the Azara on his feet. So all these people are pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Now says the Mishnah, Izehu Katan, what's considered a Katan? So at first glance, it seems like an interesting Shiloh. What do you mean, what's considered a Katan? Anybody who's not Barer Bas Mitzvah. Anybody who's not Barer Bas Mitzvah, he's a Katan and he's pater for mitzvahs. So that's what a Katan is. So Rashi explains that what the Mishnah means to be saying is that of course there's going to be a certain age where even a Katan is Chayiv Midin Chinuch. It's true that he won't be chayiv midaraisa and being oyla l'regal, but there's a certain age where he'll be chayiv midin chinuch. So ask the Mishnah, izehu katan, what's considered the katan that's pater, and that's only until that point that he's pater. But then after that age, he's going to be chayiv midin chinuch to be oyla l'regal. Now, we won't have time to get too much into it, but there's an interesting Rashi over here, a very chashuva Rashi. Rashi says, by Ezehu Katan, Rashi says in the end that what's considered the Katan, that until that age he's Pater, and afterwards he's going to be Chayiv Minat Torah, because Hetilu Chachamim, he said, Afa Pisha Inu Chayiv Minat Torah, rather, that even though at that age he won't be Chayiv Midaraisa, but Hetilu Chachamim Al Aviv Al Imay Lechan Chayiv B'mitzvahs. But at a certain point, there's going to be a Chayiv Midarabanan Midin Chinuch, that he has to be Oyle L'Regel. But Rashi is very careful over here with his words. Rashi says, who's the mitzvah of Chinuch on? Rashi says, Hetilu Chachamim Al Aviv Al Imay Lechan Chayiv B'mitzvahs. This Rashi is a makar that the Chayiv Chinuch does not just rest on the father, the Chayiv Chinuch rests both on the father and on the mother. There are other places where Rashi is not like this, but Rashi Beis HaManalev in Chagiga is the place where Rashi seems to say that the chiv of chinuch is both on the father and the mother. Al Kapanim says the Mishnah, so Ezehu Katan, so what's considered the Katan? That until that age he's pater and afterwards he's going to be chayiv midrabanan midin chinuch. Says the Mishnah, Kol she'enu yachol lirkav al kseifav shel aviv, anybody who cannot, he's so little, he can't even ride on his father's shoulders. V'lalais mi Yerushalayim laharabayis, and get from Yerushalayim to Harabayis. Yerushalayim obviously referring to the old city of Yerushalayim to Harabayis. So it's not a very far distance, and he doesn't have to be capable of much. He's going on his father's shoulders. Divrei Beis Shammai, that's the sheet of Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai holds that really a child, even from a very, very young age, is going to be chayv in re'iyah, midin chinuch, already at a very, very young age. As soon as he could ride on his father's shoulders from Yerushalayim to Harabayis, he's going to be chayv. U'Beisil Aymrim, Beisil says that no, that's too young. A katan is kol she'inu yachol le'echiz biyadei shel aviv v'lalois miYerushalayim laHarabayis. A katan means that he can't walk on his own 2 feet while holding his father's hands. So that's obviously going to be a much older age. As long as he can't hold his father's hand and walk from Yerushalayim to Harabayis, that's considered a katan. It's only once he could hold his father's hand and walk from, or by his own, on him, by himself, walk all the way from Yerushalayim to Harabayis, that's when he's going to be chayiv midin chinuch in the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Beisil brings him a car for this, because the pasuk says, shalish regalim. It says, it calls the shalish regalim, the three yamim taivim, regalim, which is also the word of reglayim, feet. And we see it's important for a person to be able to walk on his feet. So a katan who can't even walk on his feet, that's not even chinuch. It's only once he can walk on his own 2 feet, albeit holding his father's hand, that's when he's going to be chayiv midin chinuch. And says the Gemara now, another machlokes Beishamei Beisilel. Beishamei Oimrim HaRe'iyah Shtei Kasef. So now we're moving on not to the mitzvah of Re'iyah of Aliyah L'Regel, but the Re'iyah, the mitzvah of carbon Re'iyah. Beishamei says, how much do you have to spend on the carbon? Says Beishamei HaRe'iyah Shtei Kasef. You have to spend 2 kasef on the carbon Re'iyah. V'achagiga, that a person also has to bring on Yamtiv, the carbon Chagiga. So that's Ma'a Kasef, that a person only has to bring a Ma'a Kasef. So less than the Ayla, less than the carbon Riyah. The carbon Riyah was an Ayla, and Beis Shammai holds that the person has to spend more on than on the carbon Chagiga. U'Beisil Aymrim, the opposite. Beisil says that the HaRiyah is Ma Kasef, but HaChagiga Shtei Kasef, it's the Chagiga that's 2 kasef on the Shalmei Chagiga, it's a carbon Shlamim, that's the one that you pay more for that carbon, and we'll see more about this in the Gemara. Now ask the Gemara, HaKol Le'esu Yemai. Anytime in the Shas that we have the word HaKol, So Bederech Klal, at least the Gemara makes a diyuk that Hakol is coming to include something. The Gemara in Erechin goes through a lot of them. So ask the Gemara now over here, when the Mishnah says everybody is chayv in the Re'iya except for the exceptions that we give, who's everybody coming to include? It seems like there's someone who we might not have thought that he's chayv in the mitzvah of Re'iya, and Kamash on the Mishnah that no, Hakol chayav in Re'iya, everybody, even that person who you thought maybe was Pater, everybody is chayv in the mitzvah of Re'iya. Who's Hakol coming to include? Says the Gemara, attempt number one, La'asuyei mi shechetzav eved v'chetzioi ben chayrin. It's coming to include a person who's a half an eved and half freed, which means that he was bought by two people split in to buy an eved, and one of the masters freed him, and the other one kept his ownership of the eved. So he's half an eved and he's half freed. In such a case, he's chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iya, even though he's somewhat an eved. The commission is coming to tell us Hakol chayav in Bereiya, meaning even this person who's half an eved, since he's also half freed, he's chayav in the mitzvah of Re'iya. Ask the Gemara, that's very good, but what about according to Ravina? Ulu Ravina da Amar Misha Chatzio Yaveh V'Chatzio Ben Chayrin Pater Min Ariya. The sheet of Ravina, we'll have it later in more detail. The sheet of Ravina is that a person who's a half an Eved and half a freed man, he's Pater from the mitzvah of Ria. So it can't be that Akol is coming to include him, because Akol is coming to tell me that there's someone who's Chayiv in the mitzvah of Ria. According to Ravina, a half Eved, half freed man is Pater from Ria. So according to Ravina, Hakol Asuyemai. Who's Hakol coming to include? Who's this person that the Mishnah is coming to include? So says the Gemara, La'asuyei chiger b'yoyim rishon v'nispasei b'yoyim sheni. We're coming to include a person who was a cripple on the first day of Yom Tov. He was walking around with his crutches, he couldn't really walk. And then by the second day, he already became healthy again. And now he's able to walk. So even though he was potter on the first day of Yom Tov, there's tashlumen to bring the carbon all the days, and to be oiled l'regel, and to bring the carbon all the days of Yom Tov, all 7 and 8 days on Sukkot. So that person, that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us, that even though he was potter on the first day, he's going to be chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iya then and onwards. So that's who Akol is coming to include, this person who is a chiger b'yayim rishayin, he was a cripple on the first day, but then v'nispashit b'yayim sheni, he got healthy again on the next day. Well, says the Gemara, that there's two ways of viewing Tashlumin. And we'll see later in the Masechta that is actually machlaikis and which is the correct way to view it. One way to view it is that Tashlumin zeh lezeh. That every single day of Yom Tov, it's true. Let's say on Pesach, you have 7 days of Tashlumin. It's true that every day you have a Tashlumin. But each day of Tashlumin is a Tashlumin for the day beforehand. Meaning, on the second day, you're making up for the first day. And on the third day, you're making up for the second day. The fourth day, you're making up for the third day. Every day is really like its own chiyuv to make up for the previous day. That's one way of viewing Tashlumin. The other way to view Tashlumin is that all the days of Tashlumin are just to make up for day number one. If a person didn't bring the carbon on day number one, so he has 6 more days to bring it. The second day is a make up for day one. The third day is a make up for day one. There's only really one ikar day of chiyuv, and that's day number one. The other subsequent days are all making up for day number one. So now, this that we want to say, that a chiger b'yayim rishon v'nispasei b'yayim sheni is chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iya, that's who Akol is coming to include. It's coming to include a person who was pater on the first day. He was a chiger on the first day. And then he became better. So hanich l'man d'amar kulan tashlumin zeh lazeh. That works if you hold every day is like its own chiyuv. Every day is making up for the previous day. And it's not just a makeup for day number one. So even though he was pater on day number one, but he's chayiv on day number two, or day three, is making up for day number two. It's irrelevant the fact that on day number one he was potter. And it would be very good. And the Mishnah could include such a person. So, but if you hold that every day of Tashlumin is just making up for day number one, so this person was potter on day number one. So he's never going to have a day of Tashlumin that he's chayiv, because it's all to make up for day number one, and day number one he was potter. So if so, he's going to, according to that man to Amar, is not going to be chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iya. And if so, Akol Asuyemai, who's Akol coming to include? Who's the Mishnah coming to tell us that he's chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iya? So says the Gemara, another attempt, it's La'asuyei Suma Ba'achas Me'enav. It's coming to include a person who's blind in one eye. That a person who's blind in one eye, he's chayiv in the mitzvah of ri'iyah. Even though he's blind in one eye, and the Mishnah said, Asuma is pater, this person who's only Asuma in one eye, he's chayiv in the mitzvah of ri'iyah. Udaloi ki'ay tana, which would be not like the following tana. The tana we learned in the Braisa, that Yoichanan ben Dehavoy oimer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, that Asuma b'achas me'inav is pater min ri'iyah. He held the person who's blind in one eye is pater. So then obviously that's not going to be the Tan of our Mishnah who's coming to say Akol, that everyone is Chayiv, and we want to say that the everyone is coming to include a Summa Ba'achas Me'enav. So that obviously would not work Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a Summa Ba'achas Me'enav is Pater from Re'iyah. Now what's his Makar? Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Yira Yera'eh. Vidarshins from here, that Kederech Sheba Le'rois, Kachba Le'rois. Just like a person is coming to be seen, so too he should see. That ma le ra'is b'shtei einav, just like a person is coming to be seen by Hashem's two eyes, kaviyachol, af li ra'is b'shtei einav, so too when a person goes to the Azara, he has to be able to see with his two eyes. But a person who only has one eye, he's blind in one eye, Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's pater from the mitzvah of Riyah. So now we finally have a teretz that works, and that the word akol is coming to include a suma ba'achas me'enav. In a chanami, it won't be like Rabbi Yehuda, our Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah won't be Rabbi Yehuda, but at least we have a pshat that works, that a kol could be including a suma ba'achas me'enav. Vivayis Ema says the Gemara, or we could say a different teretz, that lo'aylam kida amri me'ikara. We could go back to our original teretz, that the hakol is coming to include a person who's a chetzi eved v'chetzi ben choyrin. He was owned by two masters and one of them freed him, so he's half freed and half slave, and the Mishnah is coming to tell us that he's chayiv in the mitzvah v'ri'iyah. What was our problem with that pshat? Says the Gemara, u'dekakashalach, that which you had a problem with this pshat, had the Ravina, the fact that Ravina holds that such a person is pater from Riyah, and if so, that pshat doesn't work because Ravina has to learn the Mishnah as well. How did Ravina learn the Mishnah? Ravina is an Amira. Ravina has to learn the Mishnah, so a kol can't be including a chetzi eved chetzi ben chayrin because Ravina holds a chetzi eved chetzi ben chayrin is pater from the mitzvah of Riyah. That which we ask that this pshat doesn't work in Ravina says the Gemara like Hasha, that's not shver. Kav Mishnah Rishena, kan Mishnah Achre. It's true that Ravina held that originally that a chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chayrin is pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, but in the end, as we'll see soon, in the end, the halacha changed. And the halacha became that a chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chayrin is actually chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. It at first was pater, but then it changed. As we'll see, Beis Hillel, who held pater, switched his mind, they switched their mind, and eventually they were masking to Beis Shammai that a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayrin is chayiv in the mitzvah of Riyah. And once that we have the Mishnah Achreina that Beis Hillel was chayzer, and Beis Hillel said that the chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayrin is chayiv in the mitzvah of Riyah, so now we could say that a kol is including this person who's a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayrin. What are we talking about? What's this Mishnah Rishayna? What's the Mishnah Achreina? Says the Gemara Ditnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, that Misha Chatzia Yeved V'Chatzia Ben Chayrin, a person who's in such a state that he had two masters and one of them freed him, so he's half slave and half freed. The halacha is as follows. How does he serve his master, his half master now? Says the Mishnah, he's Oyved as Rabbo Yoimechad V'as Atzma Yoimechad. He switches off. One day he works for his master, his half master, and then the other day he gets to go on vacation and do whatever it is that he wants. He gets to serve himself. He switches off. He alternates date. He switches off days. One day he serves his master, and one day he serves himself and does whatever it is that he wants. Divrei Beis Hillel, that's the Shita of Beis Hillel. That's what Beis Hillel held, that that's what a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chayrin does. He remains a Chatzi Eved and he switches off. One day he works for himself and one day he works for his master. Being that that's what Beis Hillel originally held, so a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayrin, he remained a slave. It's true, only half a slave, but being that he was partially a slave, Beis Hillel said that he's going to be pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. And Ravina held that, but that's Beis Hillel. that he's pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. And when we were holding in the Mishnah Rishonis times, so then in a Chanam Yaakov would never be able to include the Chatzi Evan Chatzi Ben Chayrin, because Beis Hillel held that the Chatzi Evan Chatzi Ben Chayrin remains the Chatzi Evan, and Mimele he'd be pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. However, what happened was is like this, that Amru Lahem Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai argued on Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel that you don't have a good fix for the issue. What's the issue? That this person's half an Evan and he's half Re'iyah. So how are we going to deal with it? Beis Hillel said, very simple solution. Half the time he'll work for himself, half the time he'll work for his master. Said Beis Shammai, that doesn't work. Tikantam es rabbi, ves atzmer le tikantam. You might have made a fix for his master. His half master will now get exactly what he had until now. He was always having the Eved work half the time for him. He was half time by him and half time by the other master. So in a chanami, this works great for the master. But the es atzmer le tikantam, this doesn't work out very well for the Eved himself. Because it's true, now he gets half the time to himself, but in other areas of life, he's really messed over. Because Lisa Shifcha, to marry a Shifcha, like an Eved is typically allowed to do, to marry a Shifcha, ain't a Yachal, he's not going to be able to marry a Shifcha, because he's half free. And there's half free, the half freed side of him won't allow him to marry a Shifcha. So that's out of the question. He's not going to be able to marry a Shifcha. Bas Chayrin, to marry a freed lady, like a freed man is allowed to do, ain't a Yachal, he's not going to be able to do that either, because there's half of him that's slave, and the half slave part of him is not able to marry a Bas Chayrin. So he's going to be stuck, he's not going to be able to get married. So Livtul, he should just not get married. The world is created to populate it. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hashem didn't create the world for it to be desolate. He created it that it should be inhabited. He wants people to procreate, he wants people to have children. So if so, this master is this slave is really messed over. Allah said, Beis Shammai, the Bnei Tikkun Olam, in order to be masakin the world, that it should be inhabited, so kaifin es rabbi. What we do is that his half master, we force him. We force him to free the slave. And we make the slave now completely freed. We force the master to free him. We make this slave completely free. Now he's a completely free man. Ah, the master just freed him for nothing? No. The slave has to write to the master an IOU, a shtar, that says IOU on half of his worth, and like that eventually he'll pay back the master. That was what Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, that your fix might work for the master, but it doesn't work for the slave. He's not going to be able to get married. And what happened was is v'chazru Beis Hillel lahayris kedivri Beis Shammai. And then the end, Beis Hillel was mited to Beis Shammai, that the chatzi ev chatzi ben chayrin, what we do is we force the master to free him. And if so, hakol could be including a chatzi ev chatzi ben chayrin, because in the end he's a free man. A chatzi ev chatzi ben chayrin is made to be freed, and Mamela, he's going to be chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. So according to this Mishnah Achrayna, that Beis Hillel at the end was chayzer to say like Beis Shammai, so in the end it comes out that Beis Hillel said that a chatzi evan v'chatzi ben chayrin is chayiv in Re'iyah, and Mamela, we have another answer to what Akal is coming to include. We could say it's coming to include a chatzi evan v'chatzi ben chayrin. We'll stop over here. We'll just mention an interesting story I saw. About the Chidushi Arim. There was someone in his town that he was very poor, and he wasn't able to really afford the rent in his dira that he was renting. And the baldira, the landlord, he wanted to evict this man, even though he was very poor, but he wasn't paying the rent. So the baldira wanted to evict him, and the Chidushi Arim called in the baldira. He called in the baldira, and he said, listen, I know, I heard about the situation. There's this man, he's not paying his rent, and it's very, it's bothersome to you, I get it. But Lamaisa, he's so poor, he can't even afford food, you have to be nice to the ani, and I beg you, please let him stay in your apartment. So the man said, okay. I said, 100%. I understand, he's very poor. But why should I take the hit? Why should I lose out on collecting my rent? You're the Chidushi Arim. You could say anything. You could tell the Tzibur that everybody has to split in to pay for his rent, and in minutes you'll get the money, because everybody listens to you. So why should I take the hit? Why should the man just live there without paying me rent? Why don't we put it on the Tzibur? Make the Tzibur, make a fund, collect some money, and the man will get some money to be able to pay me. And like that, at least I won't lose out. Why
Why should I lose out?
So said the Chidushi Arim, I have a raya not like you from a Gemara and Chagiga. The Gemara and Chagiga says that we have this situation, we have this problem with this Chatzi Evev, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. What's the problem? He can't get married. He's stuck. He can't marry a Shevcha. He can't marry a Bas Chayrin. We need to get him freed. So what do we do? Says Beis Shammai, and then Beis Hillel was Maida to Beis Shammai. Says Beis Shammai, what we do is we force the master to free the slave. Now the slave doesn't have money to buy himself back. That's why he was a slave. So the slave doesn't have money to buy himself back. So what do? We force the master to free him, and we have the slave write to the master an IOU. Eventually, maybe one day I'll get the money, I'll pay you back. Ask the Chidushi Arim, why don't we make a fund? Make a campaign. Let's collect the money to be able to buy the Eved back. Why don't we put it on the Tzibur? Says the Chidushi Arim, because if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin this master to face this issue that he has this slave that's only half a slave and now he can't get married and he can't have children, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that in place by the master, so then it's his job. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take care of it. He didn't put it on the tzibur. He put it on this master. He's the one who, so to speak, takes the loss. It's his responsibility. And said the Chidushi Arim, it's the same thing by you. That even though it's true, why should it be your loss? Maybe put on the tzibur. L'mais HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin the ani by you. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin something by you, it means it's your issue, so to speak, to take care of. HaKadosh Baruch Hu purpose is everything's with Hashgachas Hashem, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it by you that it's your issue to take care of, you're the one who's supposed to take care of the problem, and you're the one who's going to get the IOU. We're not going to put this one in the tzibur. Bezer Hashem will continue from here tomorrow.